You're listening to SBS News.
Australian businesses are seeking more environmentally friendly and sustainable solutions. Jack works at the Nest Cafe in Sydney's Lower North Shore and says the shop has been swapping out plastic for cardboard.
So we're not yet 100% cardboard. We do use a lot of cardboard, whether it be our catering boxes, whether it be our takeaway boxes.
It's a big change for a shop where business is mostly takeaway, but it's one which has been well received, says Jack.
We have heaps of customers that are so happy with the fact that we're using cardboard. The only difference is really the cost in the purchasing of the different material. Obviously, cardboard and paper is a lot more expensive than plastic. Something like using cardboard is a small price to pay to, you know, help out as much as we can.
From November the 1st, items such as single-use plastic straws, stirrers, bowls and cotton bud sticks will be banned. Those found not complying face fines of up to $55,000. And while all Australian jurisdictions have committed to reducing plastics by 2025, the timelines to achieve that vary. Paul Zara is the chief executive of the Australian Retailers Association.
The issue right now is a function of our federated model. We've got every state and jurisdiction doing their own thing. It's the same issue we saw through COVID.
Lightweight bags are now banned across the country, but when it comes to everything else, the picture is less clear. For example, Queensland outlawed plastic straws and cups last year, but will not extend the ban to cotton buds and microbeads until next year. Victoria won't be banning similar plastics until next February. Western Australia phased out plastic cutlery and straws this year, with further changes to come. According to some estimates, Australia consumes more single-use plastics than any other country in the world on a per capita basis, except for Singapore. 65% go to landfill and up to 145,000 tonnes are leaked into the ocean. Kate Noble is from the non-government organisation Worldwide Fund for Nature.
Avoiding the plastic that we don't need, very important. Making sure that all of the plastic that we do use fits really within a circular economy where we can keep it in use for as long as possible.
Some are taking matters into their own hands. Mike Smith is the founder of Zero Co, which makes personal care and cleaning products with no single-use plastics.
We're not going to be able to recycle our way out of the mess. So we need to move to this reuse model, a true circular economy, where we have zero waste, nothing going into landfill, nothing going into recycling.
And there's a global movement too. A United Nations treaty is currently being drawn up after more than 170 nations, including Australia, backed a historic resolution to end plastic pollution. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.